You're listening to WNYC. Good morning, I'm Brian Zumhagen. Two Belgian brothers who've changed the world of cinema, Jean-Pierre and Luc Dardenne, have emerged in the last decade to become two of the most influential international filmmakers working today. A festival devoted to their work opens in New York this week. Film critic Nathan Lee is here to talk about their work. Hi, Nathan.
Hi.
So the Dardennes have been working since the late 70s, but they've only become well-known around the world in the past 10 years. What finally got them recognized?
Their 1996 film La Promesse kind of exploded them onto international consciousness. It was a hit at film festivals. It won a number of critics' prizes. And this was a story about a teenage boy in a kind of small industrial Belgian town who helps his father run an illegal labor network. What got established right away was, first of all, the Dardennes' incredible formal control, and then their interest in kind of people on the margins, left-wing, kind of almost neorealist storytelling.
And what are the techniques that are featured in these movies?
Well, what the Dardennes have really brought to perfection is a style you see kind of everywhere these days, in action movies and TV procedurals. It's that sort of hyper-realistic, handheld, jittery, disorienting camera work that you see in films like The Bourne, Identity, and TV shows like 24. What they do is a little bit different. I mean, in both cases, it's about creating a sense of realism. But in the kind of more procedural thriller aspects or examples of this work, it's about creating attention. It's about sort of not letting the audience see all the information. And with the Dardennes, the way that they kind of follow their characters with this very jittery first, you know, sort of subjective camera work, it's really about an attitude towards their characters. It's a kind of push-pull. They want to respect these people, find things out about them. They don't set out to make these, to sort of set you on edge. It's more about wanting to immerse you in the world of these characters and kind of follow their paths.
What are some of the other films that we can expect to see during the festival?
What the great film showing in the series is The Sun, which I think is the Dardennes' masterpiece from 2002. And this is a movie that takes the style I've talked about almost to the limit. I mean, you can almost describe this movie as a study of the back of a guy's neck. I mean, the film is like tethered to his back and sort of follows him lurching around in this incredibly resonant allegory about vengeance and redemption. It's a story about a middle-aged carpenter who mentors this young man, and it's involved sort of the death of his son. What's so striking in this film is the way you're immersed in this kind of verite documentary style, but as it goes on, it sort of resonates with these allegorical and almost metaphysical dimensions.
You mentioned some of the mainstream works where their style is showing up, but I understand they've also had a big impact on indie film around the world. Tell me about that.
Yeah, and I don't know that you can say that they're influencing someone like Paul Greengrass, who made the Bourne films, but I think they're part of a style of visual storytelling right now that you see sort of high, low, blockbuster, indie. But they have had an absolutely pronounced effect on American independent cinema and also foreign film. There's been this series of films recently like Wendy and Lucy and Ballast, particularly Ballast, that have been called the new neorealism or the neo-neorealism that, have their kind of documentary style. They're sort of verite and they follow people sort of on the outs, you know, the edges of society. These movies are always called Dardennesque, that you can see the stamp of the Dardenne brothers. I mean, one of the most amazing examples is The Wrestler, the immensely stupid movie by Darren Aronofsky that got so much acclaim last year.
No, wait a minute. I can't let immensely stupid go. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, part of why I'm a sort of contrarian on this film is it looked to me like Darren Aronofsky watched a bunch of Dardenne brothers films and said, hey, you know, call it Mickey Rourke. Let's make a pro wrestling movie in the style of the Dardennes. This kind of handheld camera following Mickey Rourke from behind, sort of lurching through hallways. But it's also the kind of empathy for lower class and sort of marginal people in society that the Dardennes are completely committed and sort of authentic in their concern. To me, in The Wrestler's taken on as a kind of, it's almost another style. It's almost another tick. I mean, I don't quite believe it. I think it's a very glib movie, especially compared with a film like Rosetta or The Sun or L'Enfant.
It sounds like these movies are about people in really suspenseful situations. Could one call them thrillers?
Yeah, a movie like L'Enfant is as gripping as any Hollywood thriller. It's a story of two young people who are sort of on the edges of society and confused about money, and they abandon their child and then realize their mistake and go on a quest to retrieve it. The Dardennes, for all their sophistication and all of their sort of, you know, quasi-Marxist sensibilities and very advanced aesthetics, make riveting movies. I mean, they grip you by the throat and don't let you go. This is both, I think, a fact of the style that they have refined and their compassion and their genuine interest in these people.
I've been speaking with film critic Nathan Lee about the Dardenne brothers, Belgian filmmakers whose work is being featured at the Film Society of Lincoln Center starting this Wednesday. You can find trailers and more information on our website, wnyc.org. Thanks so much, Nathan.
Thank you.